Today's shiur is dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mrs. Yael Gurevich in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shiur is Schus for Refuah Shleima for Shalom Ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubos Daf Ayin Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, Gufa. Teaches us the Gemara Gufa Amuda Hanam Mechaveroi. If somebody is not allowed to benefit from someone else, and the person who's not allowed to benefit from this other individual, unfortunately, doesn't have what to eat. Teaches us the Braisa, the person who made this nether goes to a storekeeper with whom he has a relationship. And he says to him, this person, there's a nether that he can't have any benefit from me. And I don't know what to do, what I can do on his behalf because of this nether. Who, nice and light, the chenveni gives him food, above a night, and then afterwards he goes and takes the money back from the person that made this statement. And as we learned in the previous year, the halacha is that even if such a nether was made, if somebody makes a statement, kol hazon eina mafsid, whoever will support him will not lose. So as we explained in the previous year, by having made such a declaration, what happens is the halacha views it as if he didn't appoint him to support this person whom he may not support. And therefore, it's not a violation of the nether. Here too, the Gemara says that by making this ambiguous statement and not actually asking him to support him, that is enough to be considered that he didn't violate his nether. Continues, if this person who is the subject of the nether has beis ha'livnos, a house to be built, ugdeir ligdar, a fence to be fixed, sodei ligdar, has a field that needs to be cut, hoylech, it's a pialim haregel etzloi. Again, the person who made the nether visits the people who work for him typically. Vaimlehem, and he again makes this declaration. Ish ploinim muda hanomimani. This person is a nether that can't have a gnaw from me. Venidem masaloi. And I don't know what I could do on his help, on his behalf. He needs this help, which I, of course, may not offer. Hein oisin imoi. They do the work because he has not officially been appointed to do this job. Since they haven't been appointed to do this job, it's not considered as if they are his shlichim. And then, by and by, they could collect their wages from the person who made the nether. Next case, the two people, the one who had made the nether and the one who was the subject of the nether, were walking on the road together. And the person who is the subject of the nether doesn't have what to eat. Says the Gemara, he could give some food to one to a person that is as a gift. And then the person who's the subject of the nether, Neitel V'Oichel, will be allowed to eat that food, or Mutter. And this may be done because it's not considered as if he's getting anything directly from the person who made the nether. And of course, the Rishonim point out that doesn't this look like a Harama, like he's trying to come up with a way to avoid the nether, even though the nether was very clear that he's not allowed to have enough from him. So the Rosh explains that since he doesn't have what to eat, a chazal allowed haroma. And in fact, Tosfos says that under normal circumstances, a haroma in a nether is not permitted. That means if somebody made a nether, and even if technically one is not violating the nether, but it certainly goes against what the nether means to say, such is osur. Here, because, and says Tosfos, a harama is not typically permitted by a nether. The reason it's permitted here is, as the Gemara very much has said, this person doesn't have what to eat. And since he doesn't have what to eat, that's why Chazal were more lenient. But continues the Gemara, so they're traveling, and this person who is the subject of the nether cannot take any food from the person who made the nether because they of the nether. So the halacha is, so if you have somebody else, give him the food and have him give the food to the one who's the subject of the nether. However, says the Gemara, em ein sham acher, if there's no one else there, meneach al gabe sala, leave the food on top of a stone or gabe get on top of a fence, vermer, and he says, harem of karm l'chamish yachbitz, this food is now hefker. Since the food is now hefker, mutter. It's mutter to do so. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yossi says that this type of a trick is not mutter. This way cannot work. So the Shach in Yeridei is Simreish Chaf Aleph, Sifkotan Nun Gimel asks a question. The Gemara just suggested, at least according to the Tanakhama, that he can make it hefker, and therefore, since the person who made the nether makes the food hefker, then the other person could take that food. So, ask the Shach, there's obviously no one else here. Because if there was someone else here, the Gemara just gave us before a better way of avoiding the problem, is by giving the food to that third party as a gift. But we know, ask the Shach, that hefker, you need to make hefker in front of three people. So says the Shach, very much in line with what we just discussed a moment ago, that of course, under normal circumstances, may be done only in front of three people. But again, here we're dealing with a difficult situation that this person unfortunately doesn't have what to eat. Therefore, we allowed Hefka to be done even in front of one person. So, in another teretz that he gives, that even though you have to always have Hefker in front of three people, he says Hefker really could be done in front of one person. He says the difference between a Hefker that's done in front of three people versus a Hefker that's done in front of one person is that a Hefker that's done in front of one person, one can retract on that Hefker. Whereas a Hefker that's done in front of three people, one can't retract from. But that doesn't mean that when you have a hefker before three people, before one person, it's not considered a hefker. And now, our Gemara is very understandable. He made it hefker in front of one person. It is hefker. One could go back in it, but he's not going back, and that's why you need three people. Another teretz that they suggest is only when you're being mafka karka, when you're being mafka property, does the halacha require hefker in front of three people. But when you're being mafka other food, metaltalin, hefker in front of one person is adequate. Another pshat that the Rebina suggests is that there were three people here. If there were three people here, why didn't he just do what the Gemara suggested previously, give the food to one of those three people? Says the Rebina that all the people who are traveling here are individuals who made a nether that this person can't have enough from them. Since all of them are such types of individual that made this type of a nether, there is no other option than being mafkert. But there are three people, and since there are three people, the hefker is fine. So we learned the Gemara as Tosfos learned the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with making it hefker. But the first approach that the Gemara suggested, that putting it down, but giving it to someone else as a gift, and then that other individual will give it to the person who was the subject of the nether, Rabbi Yossi will agree is fine. But the Rajba learns the Gemara differently. And the Rajba learns that when the Gemara just said Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with this approach, doesn't agree with either approach that the Gemara suggested, not with the approach of Hefker, nor with the approach of putting it down as a gift. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Rava, my tam de Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to learn like Tosfos, why does Rabbi Yossi not agree with this approach of Hefker? Answers the Gemara, Zera Mishamasa de Beis Charon. There was a situation that the Mishnah and Masechet Nedarim, Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph, discusses, where there was somebody whose father was not, somebody made a neder that his father wasn't allowed to have benefit from him. And when his son made a wedding, so he wanted his father should be able to participate in the wedding. So his son said to somebody else that the entire area, the entire place where the wedding will take place and all of the food are given to you as a gift. So now, since my father can't benefit from me, but he can benefit from you, and like that, my father will be able to attend. This person to whom the entire wedding party was given to said, if indeed they all belong to everything here belongs to me, I'm being magnish everything to Shemayim. So the person said, I didn't give this to you that in order that you should be magnish everything here. So Chazal said, we see that the gift wasn't a full-fledged gift. Because if it was a full-fledged gift, the recipient of the gift should be able to be magnish it. And if that's the case, then the whole thing is not effective. And that's why Rava held that, Rabbi Yosef held, that a person can't do this type of act to be able to do this, because we see that it's not really true. And if something's not really true, we shouldn't do it. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yisrael Chodesh Echad, if somebody made this neder by Yisrael for 1 month, it's effective. And after 1 month, if the neder is still there, Yoytziv Yitin Ksuba. Ask the Gemara, Yisrael Chodesh Echad, Tanakama. Isn't that exactly what the Tanakama said? That the Tanakama also said, Atshloishim Yoyim Yamed Parnas. What's Rabbi Yehuda telling us different than the Tanakama? Omer Abaya, Kehenes Asloshminen. What Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us is the Aloch of the Kehenes. That indeed, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with the Tanakama by regular Yisrael. They both hold that the nether, they should stay together for a month. And if after a month the nether is still there, they should yaitzvi eating suba. But Rabbi Yehuda's mechadish is only the halacha of by kahenis that we give an extra month. So the Rashba explains that the fact that Abaye comes to say kahenis aslashminen and doesn't say kahenis ike benayu means to say that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama about. Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama disagree about Kehenes. Rather, the way to understand the Gemara, says the Rashba, is Rabbi Yehuda is explaining that because of the reason, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, that by Kohen we have to give them more time, because if the Kohen were to divorce his wife, he can't take her back. A Kohen can obviously not do Machzik Grushasoi, because a Kohen may not marry a Grusha. So says the Rashba, what the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us that Kehenes we should treat differently. So it turns out that the way the Rashba is learning the Gemara is that there is really no machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. They both agree by Yisrael there's a month, and by Kehenes, by Kohen, there's 2 months. The Shita disagrees, and the Shita says that there is a machlokes here, and that the Tanakhama says that both by Yisrael and a Kohen, the amount of time that they could stay married with this neder is a month. And by Kehenes, it's where they disagree. Rabbi Yehuda says, by Kohen, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees 2 months, and Tanakhama still says 1 month. The nafkamina between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is what is going to be the halacha if the month is chaser. According to Tanakhama, as he said, so it's always going to be 30 days. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda, by saying Chodesh, means whatever the month is. If the month is 29 days, it'll be 29 days. If it'll be 30 days, it'll be 30 days. Amar Rav, says the Gemara, Lo Yishanu El Mefarish. This that the Mishnah says, that if he made the neder up to 30 days, we don't tell them to get divorced. It's only when he said the nether is for 30 days. Aval b'stam, if he made the nether, he didn't put a time frame it, Since the halacha is, since the way it's being expressed completely open-ended, so then the yotzei v'yitin ksuba immediately. Shmuel disagrees, even if he didn't put a time frame around the nether, and he didn't limit it to 30 days, still, lo yotzei, because why do we wait the 30 days? Because we hope, shema yimtza pesach l'nedroi. Maybe he'll be able to go to Rav, and the Rav will be able to find the Pesach. So we give him 30 days for that amount. What's going to be the halacha? So our Gemara just discussed two situations. One when there was no date attached to the nether, and one where the nether was for 30 days. But what's going to be the halacha where he put, and the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what would be the halacha if he put a time frame around it, but the time frame is for more than 30 days? So the Rashbah says that in such circumstances, even Shmuel would agree that Yotzi v'yitin ksuba immediately. Because according to Rav, if the nether was for 30 days, you have to Yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Certainly if it was more than 30 days, Rav would say so. According to Shmuel, that just discussed this new concept, Shema Yimtza Pesach L'Nidroi, says the Rashbah, that that's only in a case where the nether is not such an onerous nether. But in a case where he said explicitly that he wants it to be for more than 30 days, even Shmuel would say that Yotzei V'yitin Ksuba. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva explains, the Ritva's opinion is that under all circumstances, Shmuel will hold that for 30 days we wait, because we always wait, Shema Yimtza Pesach L'Nidroi. Ask the Gemara, why did Rav and Shmuel have to repeat the machloikas that we just learned in our Mishnah? Haven't we learned this machloikas previously? But Fligabar asked the Gemara Chad HaZimna, they've already previously had this machloikas. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Amadis Ishtoi B'tasha Shemita. If somebody makes a nether that he can't have relations with his wife, B'shamar Amrim, if the nether was for Shtei Shabbosos, for 2 weeks, then we let them remain together. Afterwards, Yotzei V'yitin Ksuba, B'shila Omrim, Shabbos Achas, 1 week. V'amar Rav, and Rav in explaining that Mishnah, in explaining that Machloikus of Beisham Beisol, V'amar Rav, Machloikus of Mefarish, the Machloikus is, we explicitly said 1 week or 2 week. Av B'stam, if he left the nether open-ended, says Rav, everybody would agree, Yotzei L'Altav V'yitin Ksuba, he should get divorced and paid Ksuba. Shmuel Amar, I feel stam. Even if he didn't put a date around the nether, nami lo yotzi, he shouldn't immediately get divorced, because Shmuel's explanation of shema yimtzach pesach l'nedroi. So we see this machloikus already previously. Answers the Gemara Tricha. The same machloikus had to be mentioned twice. Dim itma behi, if we only had that machloikus over there in that Mishnah by Tasha Shemita, behi kamarav, there, that's where Rav was strict, because Mishum Delayevshe Bepanis, you can't appoint somebody to do Tashmish Shamita on your behalf. Av Baha, in our Mishnah, where it's a question of support, he made a nether that he wouldn't support his wife. Delayevshe Bepanis, where you have the option of appointing a Parnis, Eim Amoydel Lel Shmuel, maybe Shmuel, he would agree to Shmuel that you should, even if the nether was made open-ended, it was made stam, Shem, we should be concerned, we should hope, Shem Yimtza Pesach L'Nedroi. Vietnam Baha, if we only had the Machlokes in our Mishnah, we could suggest, Baha Kam Shmuel. Shmuel in our Mishnah says, let's wait, because Shem Yimtza Pesach L'Nedroi. Mishum, and the reason Shmuel is being lenient, Mishum De'efshe B'Parnas, we could always maybe find somebody else who will take care of her financial needs. Av Behi, in that Mishnah, where we're talking about Tashra Shemita, which, as we just said, of course, cannot be done through someone else, Eim Moidelei L'Rav, maybe that's a case that Shmuel agreed to Rav, that if the nether was made open-ended, then Yotzei V'yitin Ksuba immediately, and we don't wait. Tzricha, that's why we had to have the machloikas Rav and Shmuel stated in both Mishnais. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to prove that Rav's opinion is correct from what the way we learned our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody made a neder that his wife may not have, not may not eat any of the peiros, hayotzev eating ksuba. Immediately they should give a ksuba. That divorce to give the ksuba. Bishlam al Rav. Rav can bestam. In the sefer it says that wait 30 days. So we'll explain. The sefer made stam, and that's why yotzev eating la altar. The can in the beginning where's mefarish, we put a date to it. That's why you give her 30 days. El Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that under all circumstances, we wait 30 days. Why in this case of the Sefer, did the Mishnah say, Yotzev eating Ksuba? Doesn't Shmuel hold that we should always wait 30 days? So the Tosfos asks that the Reisha is talking about a case where someone made a nether that his wife can't benefit from something that belongs to him. And that's a nether that one can make, because a person can make a nether that you can't benefit from something that I own. But in the Sefer, where he made a nether that this woman, his wife, can't eat any peiros, why is that an effective nether? What that seems to be saying, as Tosfos, is that this woman may not eat any fruit, even fruit that doesn't belong to the husband. But how could a husband make a nether that his wife shouldn't be able to eat something which doesn't belong to him? So Tosfos explains the nether differently. Tosfos explains that the nether, the way the husband expressed the nether, is he said to his wife, if you will eat any peiros, then you will not be able, we will never be able to have relations. Since he made the nether that way, so he is making a nether that's effective, and that's why it's an effective nether. So the question again is, according to Shmuel, why in the Reisha does the Mishnah say that you wait 30 days in the Sefer not? Answer, the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinen, the way to explain according to Shmuel the Sefer is not that he made the nether, but rather, Shenodrihi, that the wife made the nether, V'kaim lahu ihu, and he was Mekayim the nether. And we go back to a subject that we discussed previously, the Kesav Rameya, the Tana of our Mishnah, is Rameya, that says that if a wife makes a nether, and the husband is Mekayim the nether, explains the Gemara, it's considered as if the husband, Hu Nosen Etzba Ben Shinel, as if he made the nether. And since he made the nether, even though she initiated, then the halach is that he can't be matter that nether. And therefore, since that nether, that he was Mekayim it, therefore even Shmuel would agree that Yotzev Yitin Ksuba. There's a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim. We know there are three types of situations where wife makes a nether. One situation where a wife makes the nether is that she made the nether and the husband was made for it. The second situation is where a wife makes a nether and the husband was makayim it, which we just discussed. The third situation is where the wife makes the nether and the husband says nothing. And then the halacha is that if the yom shamay, if the day that he heard the nether passes, then the halacha is the nether is mekuyim. So the Rashi discusses, our Gemara speaks about a case, Shenodri hi v'kayim le'ihu. What would be the halacha, wants the Rashi to know, where she made the nether and he just remained silent, and because he remained silent, the nether automatically after Yom Shammai became valid. What would be the halacha? Is it considered like he was mekayim the nether, or the fact that he wasn't expressly mekayim the nether, it's not considered as if he made the nether? Ask the Gemara, is that true? The Tzavar Rameya, Rameya's opinion is that whenever she makes a nether and he's mekayim the nether, it's considered as if he made the nether. It's considered that hu nosen etzva b'shina v'tanya. There's a brisa that teaches us. He shishanadra ben nazar. A woman made a neder that she will be a nazira. V'shama ba'al v'loy heifala. And the husband heard and wasn't made for it. Ramei Rehuda Omer, he nasan etzbe v'shanea. She's the one that's considered the maid in neder. Ulfikach, emrotza la'ba'al l'hofer, yofer. The husband has a right to be made for the neder. V'im Omar, iyef shebi'ish nadronis. But if he says, I don't want to live with a woman who makes nadarim, the loch is teitzah shalai b'ksuba. It's a legitimate claim that a husband can make, and the husband could divorce his wife and not give her a ksuba. Reyesi Revelazah Oimrim, hu nasan etzbish v'nea, l'fika chambat abal rotz l'hofer yofer, v'm loy hofer v'am e'ef shen dronis. Why weren't you made for the nether when you had the opportunity? And therefore, yoytzav yitzik ksuba. So we see from this brisa, the Ramea's opinion is that if she makes the nether, it's considered her nether, and it's not considered his nether. Epoch says the Gemara that indeed we have to switch the opinion of the Tanoim, and we'll say Ramei Rabbi Huda Oimrim Hu Nasan. Ramei Rabbi Huda is going to say that he's the one that considered made the nether, and Rabbi Yosef and Belozer are the ones that say he Nasna, that it's hers. Ask the Gemara, the Sover of Yosef, he Nasna. How can we say that it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion that she's considered as if she made a nether? But Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, if a man made a nether, that his wife should not be allowed to put on different perfume, the loch is Yotzi v'yitink suba. Rabbi Yossi Yom Rabbanias, by poor people, shloi nosen kitzva, if you left the nether open-ended. But if he didn't leave it open-ended, the halach is wait till the nether expires and they can live together afterwards. Here too, we're going to have to explain, according to Shmuel, that she's the one that made the nether and he was the one that was mekayim the nether. And we're going to say, hu nosen esba b'shanel. So we're going to see, isn't this a stira, how what Rabbi Yossi says? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is saying that hu nosen, that's considered as if he made the nether. And in the Braisa we just said, that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that he nosna, that is considered as if she made the nether. Ema, so says the Gemara, we have to again switch and say, Ramei Rabbi Yossi Amr hu nosen, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loza Amr he nosna. Ask the Gemara, the son of Yehuda he nosna, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that when the wife makes a nether and the husband is mekayimet, it's considered the wife's nether? For Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yisrael, whose wife made a nether, Yom Echad Yekayima. We don't divorce until the end of the day. They give time till the end of the day that maybe even though the husband was mekayim the nether, he will be made. He could get hataras nedarim. But if he didn't wait till the end of the day, he get yotzi v'yitink suba. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that it's the husband's fault, and it's he who could get the nether, go to the rav and have hataras nedarim. And if not, it's considered as if he made the nether. What's the proof that it's considered as if he made the nether? Because he's going to have to pay the ksuba. So we see that he holds hu nasan etzav shanel. So because of this, the Gemara again switches the opinion. And if you're going to say that this brisa was stated zugi zugi ktani, it mentions pairs of tanoim that have the same opinion. We're going to have to say Ramei Rabbi Loza Oimrim he nasna, that it's she that makes considered as if she made the nether. Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Oimrim hu nasan. Why? The stama kremeya. Mishnah, this Mishnah was stated as a Stam Mishnah, and that's what made us feel that it's Ramea's opinion, as our Mishnah says, that it's Hu Nosna. But even though here we have a Stam Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah will not be like other Stam Mishnais and Shas. This Stam Mishnah, we're going to have to explain, holds that this Stam Mishnah is not like Ramea, because Ramea, this Stam Mishnah holds Hu Nosna, it's as if, he made the nether, but really, this Stam Mishnah holds that Merame really holds he nosna. Says the Gemara, Savar Rabbi Yossi. So we learned in our Mishnah that if somebody makes a neder that his wife may not put on any type of perfume, Yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Banios, if the poor people, it's in a situation, Shaloi Nosun Kitzva, if he didn't put a time frame around the neder. But by wealthy people, it's 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Savar Rabbi Yossi Banios, Shaloi Nosun Kitzva, that if he did by poor couple, if he didn't put a time frame around the nether, that's when Yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Alma, obviously, it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that Matzi Mefer, that the husband could have been made for the nether. Because again, as we've explained earlier, that why is he responsible? So we explained that the Shmuel explained that the Mishnah is talking about Nadrihi v'kayim lahu, that she made the nether, but the husband was mekayim the nether. And we see that the husband, since he could have been made for it, but he wasn't made for it, it's considered as if he made the nether. Because otherwise, that's why he is going to have to be yotze v'yitin ksuba. V'rimini asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Nedarim, that Ayin Tes Amun Aleph teaches us, Eil Advarim Shabal Mefer. These are the types of Nedarim that a husband has the right to be mefer. Dvarim, sheyesh behem, ina nefesh. Dvarim that involve the woman's suffering. One example, im erchatz, she makes a neder that she won't take a bath. Im loy erchatz, im eskashet, oy loy eskashet, that she makes a neder she will or will not put on perfume. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, ein elu nidre ina nefesh. These are not considered in the category of ina nefesh, because you could survive without that in the world that they lived in. Ella rather explains Rabbi Yossi what is considered nidre ina nefesh. If she makes a neder, shloyoch abosu shloyesh deyayin v'shloyes kashet v'bigdei tzavoinim. Because to the husband, it's terribly embarrassing as if his wife walks around not being able to wear these nice clothing or eat this meat. So the question is, we're learning our Mishnah that as a combination of what Shmuel taught us, that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where she made the nether, but the husband was mekayim the nether. And it's considered, therefore, as if he made the nether because he should have been made for the nether. But according to Rabbi Yossi, these are the type of nedarim that a husband can't be made for because they're not in the category of eder nefesh. Answers the Gemara, what type of shloys kashet? What is referring in our Mishnah to that case? It's talking about removing hair in places that is repulsive to the husband when he does tashmish. And that's why it's considered a nether of inu nefesh. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, Leban Damar. So now we can understand why Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah will consider this a nether that the husband could have been made for, and the fact that he wasn't made for it, it's considered as if he made the nether. Ask the Gemara, Hanich leman damer dvar mishabeno lebeno habal mefer. El leman damer ein habal mefer. That according to Rabbi Yossi, a nether that's in the category of beino, he's not allowed, he can't be mefer, Michael Maimer, Ditmar, because we learned Dvarim Shabeino Lebeino, Rav Huna Amar Baal Mefer, Dosman has a right to be Mefer. Rav Ada Ba Hava Amar Ein Baal Mefer. Because even if the woman will not remove hair in a place that she normally removes the hair, it's not considered Dvarim Beino Lebeino. Rav Ada Ba Hava Ein Baal Mefer, he doesn't have to remake her. Shalom Etzina Shul Shemes Baaf Apir. We never found a fox dying from living in earth. So too, if this woman doesn't normally remove that hair, that isn't so terrible. Ella, says the Gemara, we're going to have to explain the Mishnah this way. Did she connect this nether to their being intimate? Domra, the way the woman expressed the nether was by saying, you also have to anos tashmish v'chalai, you will not be allowed to have relations with me, iskashet. So now, because the nether was expressed this way, Tamar Rav Huna, a woman who made a nether, hanos tashmish v'chalai, that I can't have relations with you, the nether is not effective. Why can't she make that nether? Because every woman is obligated to have relations with her husband. So you can't make a nether that's against an obligation that a wife has to the husband. But if she said, Hanas tashmish alai, she didn't say that she expressed the nether on herself. In the previous Mishnah, she said that I can't have tashmish with you. You can't say that because she has to have tashmish. But when she said she has to give it to him, but he doesn't have to give it to her. So she expressed the nether in a way that she will be the subject of the Isser. That's a legitimate nether. And therefore, Yofer. Then the husband has a right to be made for that nether. Why? Because otherwise, he won't be able to have tashmish. And that's the case of our Mishnah. Says, asked the Ran, why would we say that her nether could be effective, and the Gemara is saying just that he has a right to be made for the nether? There's a mitzvah pur of ru, and if they're having tashmish, they're doing it for the purpose of being a kind of mitzvah pur of ru. And since you've been doing it for the purpose of being mekayim mitzvahs puravu, we have a rule throughout Shas, mitzvahs throughout halacha, a mitzvah lav lanes netnu. So it's not considered when they have tashmish a violation of that nether. So explains the Ran, and this is a Ran, a very fundamental Ran to explain this rule of mitzvahs lav lanes netnu. Explains the Ran what mitzvahs lav lanes netnu means, that if somebody has enjoyment from doing a mitzvah, that hanah is not halachically considered hanah. But you can't ignore, says the Ran, the reality. And the reality is that this person had hanah. And that hanah is usur. And he brings a raya from a Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Hamuda ben Amayin, if somebody made a nether, they're not allowed to go into a certain spring of water. And he wants to use that spring of water for tefillah in a mikveh. So says the Gemara, Taiva by Mimaisik Shamim, he could go into that spring during the winter, Ava Mimaisachama, Levishnana Gufma tefillah, because he's having Hanah. So again, the same question. He's going to that spring in order to go to the mikveh. And mitzvah Slav Lanis Nitnu. But says the Ran, if in reality he's having hanah, that cannot be ignored. The Meiri gives a different answer. He says that indeed mitzvah lav lahenes netnu teaches us that if you're doing it as a mitzvah, even if you're having any hanah, even if you're having hanah, since there's a rule mitzvah lav lahenes netnu, the nether should be not effective. He says the reason over here the nether is effective because you want to be mekayim mitzvah puravu, but you don't have to be mekayim mitzvah puravu with this woman. You could be mekayim mitzvah puravu with a different woman, and therefore it's considered a valid nether. But ask the Gemara. So we're learning now that the way the nether was expressed in our Mishnah was that she says that if I put on makeup, I won't be able to have tashmish with you. Says tomorrow, v'loy tiskashit, v'loy teser. So why should we? And that's why the husband has a right to be made for the nether. Says tomorrow, why should we have a right to be made for the nether? Just let her not put on any makeup, and the halacha will be they could have tashmish. So why is that a nether that the husband has a right to be made for? Says, so the question is that the Rishonim ask, why isn't this not considered Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino? So the Shita, quoting the Rosh, explains that since it's not for sure, it's not obvious that they're not going to have tashmish, so it's not going to turn into a situation of beino lebeino. What the Gemara means to say, says the Shita, is that only in a case where it will certainly turn into a situation of beino lebeino, is that a case where the husband has a right to be made for the nether. But where it won't certainly turn on and turn into a situation of beino lebeino, then he should not have a right to be made for it. Answers the Gemara, im came, if you're going to allow her not to put on the makeup in order that they should be able to have the tashmish, karolam novellas, should be called a novellas. And even if Rabbi Yossi holds that that's not, that not putting on makeup is not considered a nedavini nefesh, is not considered a nedarim beinah lebeinah, but a person, if his wife will be embarrassed, that's something that's embarrassing to him. And since it's embarrassing to him, that makes it into a beinah lebeinah. Says the Gemara, but still, ask the Gemara, diskashe v'tayaser, let her put on the makeup, because the husband is so opposed that his wife should be called manovelis, v'tayaser, and then should be aser, ilabe shamai, shtei shabbosis, going back to the Mishnah that we learned previously, that was quoted earlier in our shir today, according to Beishamai, that would be for 2 weeks, ilabeis hello, shabbos achas. In other words, we could tell her to put on the makeup. Yes, by putting on the makeup, they won't have tashmish, but you don't have to divorce immediately for that type of situation. Beishamai gives you 2 weeks, and Beisil gives you 1 week. And maybe during this period, they'll find the Pesach to be matter the nether. Answers the Gemara, this halacha that we learned earlier, the machlokes Beisham Beisil, Beishamai 2 weeks, Beisil 1 week, Hani Mili was only said, Hechad de Adra Ihu, when he made the nether. So he maybe will go out and find a Pesach to the nether. The Sava, because the wife thinks, Mirsach Rasachalai, why did my husband make this nether? Because he was upset at me. Fahash the mice of Dayate, and now we'll calm down, and I'll go to the Rav to be mat in the nether. But what is the case of our Mishnah? Avalhocha, our Mishnah refers to a case, as we keep on saying, Shmuel taught us, the Nadri Ihi, she made the nether, Beshasuk Lo, and he was quiet. Savra, so now she believes, mid the Ishtach, how was he quiet that I made a nether that we won't be able to have relations? She immediately assumes, Mr. Huda suddenly, he must hate me. And therefore, since he must hate me, there's no 2 weeks, there's no 1 week, they immediately get divorced. The Chalkas Mechaikik says that, again, it's not only when he was Mekayim the nether, and the Sfar of the Chalkas Mechaikik is, the fact that the wife sees that the husband remains quiet is enough of a proof to her that he must hate me. So we learned the nether that was made about not putting perfume. Rabbi Yossi differentiated between wealthy people and poor people. Banias, it's only considered a nether for Yotzev eating suba, shloi nosen kitzva. And by Yoshiris, it's with a kitzva. What is the kitzva? What is the amount of time that they should get Yotzev eating suba by wealthy people? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shnei masa chodesh. If the nether was for 12 months, then he divorces her. Less, it's not. Rabbi Rav Chana Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eser Shonim, 10 years. Rabbi Chizda Amar, Avrimi, Regal, for one yontif. We explain, she came, Benois Yisrael, Miskashtis Berebel. Every Jewish woman would go through some sort of a perfume, some sort of a treatment, every yontif, we're putting on perfume. Bashir Shloshim Yoim, Mashna Shloshim Yoim, Amma Bashkar Ishak Shuva, Nenes Mikrusha Rekshtah at Shloshim Yoim. You could have Hana from the previous treatment for 30 days. So, till 30 days, it's not considered a problem. It only becomes a problem after 30 days. Says the Mishnah Madhus Ishtah Shloitech Lebesavio. If somebody makes a nether that is on his wife, that he says, you will not allowed to have benefit for me. Again, because as we said earlier, how could somebody make a nether on somebody else, on something that he doesn't own? And therefore, the Tosfos Rid explains that he made a nether that if you will go to your father's home, I won't have tashmish with you, I won't support you. So again, says the Mishnah, Madis Ishtoi, Shloitel Rabbe Savir, Bezman, when the father and Ima Be'ir, when the father is in the same, lives in the same city as she does, Chodesh Echad Yikayim, for 1 month, they should keep the nether going, Shnayim, but 2 months, Yoytziv Yitin Ksuba, that's not acceptable, and he gives a Ksuba. Bezman Shuber Echeris, but at the she doesn't live in the same city as her parents. Regel Echad Yikayim, for one yontif, up to one yontif, because one yontif she could survive without going to visit her parents. Shloisha, by three yom tovim, their halacha is yotzi v'yitin ksuba, that he has to divorce her and give the ksuba. Says the Mishnah, Hamadis ishtei shloitel chlebeisa evil. Somebody makes a nether that his wife should not be allowed to go to a shiva home, oi lebeisa mishta, or she may not go to any parties. The loch is yotz v'yitin ksuba, neishenoyel b'fanel. He's causing a situation that's an intolerable situation that he's completely cutting off her social life. V'im hayotay mishum davacher. If he says a good reason why he made this nether, he doesn't want his wife to associate with the people who are at these places, then Rishoy is allowed to make the nether. Says the Mishnah further, Amala, Amnasha Taimu Leploini, Mashamatali or Mashamati Loch. If somebody says to his wife, I'm making a nether, that you have to say over what you said to me or what I said to you, Oshtemalo Ma'ara La'ashpa, Yoitzvi Tingsuba. We'll explain in the Gemara what Ma'alo Ma'ara Ashpa means. Ask the Gemara, Hagufakasha. The first question is obvious. The Mishnah first said that one yontif, regel echad yikayim, one yontif, she could survive not going to her parents. But shnayim, so that seems to teach us, two yom tovim is too much for her to accept. Her shvayim yoytzi v'yiting suba. But then the Mishnah said, eima seif, shloisha yoytzi v'yiting suba. Her shnayim, if it's only two yom tovim yikayim. So how do we understand this? Amar Abaye Sefer Osla Kahanis. The Sefer is talking about the Kahanis, and it goes back to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, and we learned in our Shia today, Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda is much slower in allowing the Kohen, in telling the Kohen to divorce his wife, because there's no recourse, because once they get divorced, there's no way that they could get remarried. So therefore, by Kahayin, it'll be two Yom Tovim. By everybody else, it'll be one yontif. Rabbi Ulama Loikasha. Kamber Dufa. If you have a woman who always goes back to her parents' home, since she always goes back to her parents' home, more than one yontif is too much for her to accept. Kan, if you have a woman who is not that Enu Dufa, doesn't run back to her parents' home that often, we could be more lenient. There are other, Tosfos gives a different explanation of the Gemara. Tosfos says, it matters if it's the first yontif after they get married. When they're newlyweds, they go back to a parent's home much more often than when they're married for a long amount of time. The Pasuk says, in Shira Shirim, and the Pasuk says, that Kla Yisrael says to the Eibishta, to Hashem, Ani Chayma, V'shadai K'migdolus, Oz Hayitzi Be'enav K'maitzi Shalom. What's the definition of Kamaitz Shalom? That the Kala, the husband and wife, have a wonderful marriage. And as we often say, in those days they lived in his home. She goes back home to tell her parents, how Baruch Hashem, we have a wonderful marriage. The Pasuk says in Hosea, Nu Mashem, Tikri Ishi V'loi Sikri Yoi Ba'ali, V'am Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk is trying to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael will have such a close relationship, the relationship will be described as Ishi, Kekala Beis Chamea, that Kekala is living in her husband's home, and she feels so comfortable with her home, and her home, not Kekala Beis Avia. When she's still by her parents, that isn't a proof that they have that strong relationship. And the Ben Yoyada explains that this pasuk is speaking about Torah. And the pasuk is saying, the pasuk means to saying that when Klal Yisrael are in the category of Yirasa L'Chaydemus L'Chachmasai, that Klal Yisrael are true Yirei Hashem. And since they're true Yirei Hashem, they have this close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Tarasim Eskayemus, they are successful in the learning. But in a time when they don't have that Yirasai, Kaidems L'Chachmasai, they don't have that proper level of Yerushamayim, then it's not, then even though they're learning Torah, it still isn't that special relationship with Hashem.